All right, welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's good, fam?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yo, what's good with y'all?
And also on this episode, we have Ron. What's up, Ron?
What's good, bros?
And last but not least, we have Sellers. What's up, Sellers?
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
All right, and on this podcast, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody in support supporting. And before we start, do y'all know what's coming up soon?
Shit, man, what's coming up?
Yeah, fuck is you on?
Our hey, 1 year anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. well, by the time this episode comes out, it's going to be past that. But yeah, we've been doing this for a year now. So again, I would like to thank everybody, as I always do every podcast. Well, everybody for the likes, shares, comments.
Facts.
Screenshots of the pod, whatever the fuck y'all do. Love. Thanks, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, congratulations, Dev. Real thank shit.
You.
This
Yo,
is
real shit, bro.
Thank you.
You've been consistent with this shit, even if not everybody is, you know.
All right.
Yeah. The support is everything, bro.
Yeah. So, moving on. So, as y'all know, when we start the podcast, we go over what we have been tuned into as of late. Whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Still on my book, Contagious. And it's music. I'm definitely on Blast and my man Buddy.
Buddy, I fuck with Buddy.
That Buddy album kind of tough low key. I ain't gonna cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the first person to say a book during this segment.
Did I
just realized that. Yeah, you are.
That's funny because this is gonna be the first time that I added a book to mine. But
niggas need to read something.
It ain't gonna be cat.
It ain't gonna be cat. That means Google the top 10 booksellers.
Not the cat.
Nah, real
that's
shit.
It, though, Lee. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it.
All right. So, Ed, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Yo, I've been watching that Kanye doc, the one that Ron was talking about.
Yeah, that
shit is hard.
It is hard, yo. Ron told me to watch that, John.
Yeah, bro.
I still ain't watch it yet. Don't know why.
It's great.
It's good, bro.
I'm gonna put it to y'all like this. The first two parts is fire, but like when it gets to like pretty much Kanye now, that's when it's like, all right, that's the bullshit.
I ain't getting the third, but I mean, that's part of the journey.
The two parts. Yeah. It's a part. That's a fact, but yeah, that third part, you can keep that. First two is legendary.
That part, yeah. I only seen the first two parts, but yeah, that shit is beautiful.
But the way I see it, hell yeah, it is beautiful. But the way I see it is like during them times when he was, you know, quote unquote, wilding, like, we didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, so it's I think it'd be lit to be able to see what the fuck he was on.
I was watching it. I think my favorite part is when they were recording Slow Jams with Jamie Foxx in the studio.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Yeah, that was hard watching Jamie Foxx like freestyle.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that was hard.
Nah, yeah, my favorite part of that joint though is him having his mom in the stool with fucking Freeway and
I didn't see that yet.
And it was just crazy. Like, what song was it? Two words, right?
I think so. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so it was that session. So it was Beanie Siegel, fucking Oh yeah, I said Freeway, Beanie Siegel, and it's Freeway. I'm tripping, but his mom was in the session, and it was just like crazy that like that's or a the flex part, to have your mom in the studio with rappers.
Yeah, you see the part where Kanye was rapping Family Business for Scarface. Scarface was like he was just like incredible. That shit was hard, bro.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie, my favorite part. Yeah, I know this ain't a segment, but it might as well be now. But my favorite part is y'all probably didn't even pay it no mind. But when this nigga was going to MTV offices, like when everything was closed to like really finish the video, and like just to see like the fucking Final Cut Pro, how that shit was back then, like that shit crazy. Like that shit was just like intriguing to me.
All right, so Ron, what have you been tuned into as of late?
So I'm gonna start with my shows. I definitely I got back into the swing of Snowfall. That shit started very slow, and I'm gonna say it's still going slow, but I'm kind of back hooked on it trying to figure out what's going next. It is.
Don't say too much, bro. Don't like, say bro, too much. Like, I see it. Yeah,
I get what's going on. But like, it's just like, that's the thing. It's really not. I just be like, why the fuck? Like, why was that in that person's house?
Or that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. There's wild people out there like that.
I ain't trying to spoil it for Lee. That's why I said it like that. But no, I'm just saying.
But there's people out there like.
Yeah, I get it. But like, it's just like.
Free dogs out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
I said Snowfall. Hell yeah. As far as shows. And then music. Y'all know I'm heavy on Griselda, so I'm still I'm on that Tanner Talk 4. And then by Benny, and then Conway, God Don't Make Mistakes. That album goes crazy. I was slightly late on that. And then my girl put me on to this artist, Dear Silas. I don't know if he was popular. I think he kind of had one song that was like went viral or some shit, but he actually makes some never heard decent of music. Him. Where, well, he's
yeah, what's the name?
Dear Silas.
So I'm about to look that shit up right at the beginning.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. He's got a lot of different styles. He kind of got like that funk aspect like Mac Miller used to have, but then he could switch it up to some. He's worth listening to. Checking out on me.
Big man.
Right. And then, damn, what was my last but not least?
See, it was right. You don't got no book that you were been tuned into.
That's facts.
Oh, damn.
Yo got him stuck. That's fucked up. Look, that's
get him off the airways.
Yeah. No, I think something went wrong with his connection.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Why?
No, he couldn't hear you.
Yo, guys, stay on the job, bro.
I'm over here explaining the fuck out of myself too.
I'll just edit that part. Just start off with what book you're tuned into. All
right, so there's this book that I bought years ago. And it just, I literally been rolling up on it for as long as I can remember. And then, like, literally, I'm smoking. I look down. I'm like, yo, I should open this bitch and just see what's, like, see what's up. And it's not like a story, but it's a book called 30 Second Philosophies. And it's just, like, it's, like, different theories. And it's just, like, explains them and shit. But, like, I was reading these shits and realized that I don't know what the fuck any of them mean. And Loki, that's the moral of the story. So
what?
I need to start reading. Bro.
Hey, yo,
it was too much for me.
Did you finish?
I was humbled.
Did you finish Roots yet?
Nah.
Wait, the movie, nigga.
Yeah. No, TV series.
What?
Wait, you ain't never seen Roots?
Nah, I definitely seen Roots. But listen, nah, I seen Roots in fifth grade. Everybody went to good school. Know what's up?
You watch that. I was about to say I was in good school, nigga. Yeah. Like we don't see but, that shit.
But
damn, did we know each other from back then? Because definitely saw that shit too.
I probably seen you back then, but nah. But Dev let me borrow that shit like a little grip ago, and I started watching it, and I ain't never finished it. Now it's just sitting in a box in the second room. You know what I mean? But
wait, hold on, Dev. You got that shit? You got that shit, bro? On DVD?
Yeah.
Yo, he a real nigga for that.
You got the joint with T.I. You got all them joints.
No, I don't.
Why
you
lying?
No, I don't. I don't got the joint with T.I.
You got a Roots poster in as
well. No, I don't. All right.
Yo, no cap. What kind of weed was you smoking, Ron?
Me?
What kind of weed made you pick up a book? Like,
bro, I wrote it. Nah, but I was just rolling.
Yo, this thing is
taking. Don't read.
Yo.
That's fucked up. Because I be doing that shit, bro.
Niggas don't read.
I need that shit. Because I look down and I'm like, yo, this is a disgrace. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm a black man. I should open this book. You know what I mean? They say I don't even know the phrase. I'm gonna sound stupid. Probably should read more, and I would know it. But
no, it's the knowledge is more is the most powerful weapon a black man can have, or something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines. Well, like you want to hide something from a black man? Put it in a book. Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself like, yo, I'm rolling my weed on this shit every day. It's probably the secret of life of this bitch. You know what I mean? So I just, I was mistaken though. All
right, so tell us. What have you been tuned into as of late?
Music wise, I've been listening to the Dirk album. That joint was decent. It wasn't as good as...
Oh, my God, what happened to Virgil? Oh, go ahead.
They're childish for that song, yo. This nigga really died. They talk about what happened to Virgil. Y'all niggas know.
Y'all know what happened to Virgil.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what happened to Virgil? All right, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, I fuck with that album. I feel like, I don't know, man. I fuck with that Summer Walker track. She be coming through on everything. I fuck with Summer. I fuck with Summer heavy.
No, she cool.
I feel like she's the closest thing. See, yeah, this is about to be a segment. I feel like she's the closest thing to like the old R&B sound for.
I can tell you that.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been listening to listening to some NBA.
Wow.
Aggressive ass nigga, yo.
Playing both blocks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Better pick a side, bro.
Y'all tripping.
Niggas not getting me live on the podcast. It's love. That shit funny.
Niggas try to back.
I know. Not much for me, honestly, other than the fact that Atlanta finally came back.
Oh yeah, I still have a chance to check that.
Yeah, no, it's whatever at this point. I mean, I like the two episodes, but it's just been 4 years. Like
it's a shame for real.
Yeah, but they were busy. They were busy. I can't be mad.
Were they?
Yeah.
Because
Gambino was in Star Wars and Lion King.
True.
Lakeith was in Get Out and some other shit. And Van and Paperboy was I forget, that's fucked up. Van and Paperboy were doing other shit too. So they were busy, like they couldn't come together.
And yo was fucking, what's his name? Donald Glover had a child, like got married and shit too, from my knowledge.
Yeah.
It was a lot going on. Yeah. Fucking COVID.
Yeah. It's just a shame.
A lot of shit happened.
That shit should have kept rolling. That it had some good steam on it. And it just seemed like forever now. It just seemed like an old show. Might as well be a reboot.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. So moving on. This is just basically a basic question. Wow. But what is y'all's go-to song when you guys are lit? Go ahead, Leek.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really get lit. I'm a chill ass nigga, so I ain't got one. I'm a
da-da.
I would just be real. I listen to everything though, so I don't know. I ain't really got one though. Sad to say.
All right, what about you, Ant?
Yo, you know if I'm with the bruhs, it has to be something like some Gunna or something, or like some French or like some Mac. That drink and smoke that.
Yeah.
That shit. That shit always gets a bracelet. But nah, for real, like Lil Baby or like Sold Out Dates. Always. Always a banger.
That's his go to, bro. That's, you really say that shit every, probably once a pod.
No. Sold Out Dates is heat though. So what about you, Ron?
It kind of just depends. For one, who I'm with, it also depends what color the alcohol is that's in me.
Wow.
But I think like if I have to go, like pick a safe one that's gonna get me every single time. I'm gonna probably say Love Sosa by Chief Keef. Like that. It don't really matter. That's one that's like cool.
That's Black Air Force
when I hear. Yeah, that's my shit. And I'll probably say what was I gonna say? Fucking, what's that Casanova joint?
Set Tripping.
Yeah, me and Jose, man, RP my man's, bro. That used to be our shit, bro, when that shit used to come on. So that shit can definitely still get me turned, bro. But like I said, it all depends the situation.
All right, so what about you, Sally?
I feel Ron was talking about. He said it depends on what liquor. What color the liquor. For me, like it depends on like what type of liquor. Like I'm not. If I'm drinking wine or something, I'm not gonna be listening to nothing hype. Like there's no reason for that. For that to be happening.
So let's sit down, listen to some Beethoven over a glass of wine. Yo,
that is cap. You know how he's capping? That was good type. Because he was definitely at Drake night at Philly. Remember the Fillmore? Man, years ago, Liddy out his mind. Yo, going off to Drake. Yo, let bro. The people know. Yo, we was like, yeah, that was there. Yo, I was singing along. I didn't even know the lyrics.
Yeah, yo, that's liquor. That's liquor.
Drake could get me.
Yeah, wine is different though. But,
yeah. So what you throw off was on wine? Some Teddy Pendergrass,
some Marvin old school, some Whispers, some Commodores, you know, the Emotions.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all Oh, Sean,
Nah, but I'll be setting my playlist up like I got like a hype playlist, and then I got like a old school playlist, and then I got like a, I would just say weekend type music playlist. So when if I'm lit, I just go to the hype playlist, and I got like Babyface Ray, fucking Nardo Wick, Kodak, got some Jay-Z in there. Shout out Dev. some core in there. I don't know. I just it varies for.
I know for me, I mean, I think it'll have to be 52 Bars Part 2 by Dirt, not Part 1, Part 2.
Facts.
And then,
facts.
Speaking of lit songs, I'm gonna need y'all. A lot of y'all start acting like the Dreams and Nightmares intro isn't a good song.
Oh,
a lot of people, it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Maybe because I'm a Meek fan, I don't think it's the best intro, but out of his intros, but it's still a quality intro for real.
Another thing you gotta understand though is that it's low key to the point where. We're not the young niggas right now. We are a generation above.
So, yeah, they don't know how that was, felt like.
Some of them is like, who the fuck is like that's old as fuck. They're not trying to hear that.
I will say it only got annoying to me was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and these white folks were around here acting like they never heard the song before for like two straight weeks. That was the only time I was like, I'm not trying to hear this shit. Like, that's the only time.
But that now, always annoyed me.
I mean, it's cool, but like, I mean, I guess we're gonna have to go through it when the Sixers win the title in June. But anyway, moving on. yeah. So moving on to a more serious topic. What are you guys' thoughts on the death penalty? All right, go ahead. That's not funny. Right?
Yeah, y'all laugh. Yeah. I mean,
y'all still laugh.
I don't know, to be honest, bro, because, like, if you ask me, I feel like it depends on the person, because you got some niggas that's just ready to die. So, for them niggas that's just ready to die, type time, like, I ain't gonna lie.
He's not wrong, though.
But you got some people that's, like, afraid to die. Like, and for them niggas, yeah, get them gone. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm with it, but it just depends on the situation, I guess.
You a cold motherfucker, bro.
I mean, like, that's true, though. I mean,
he said I'm with it. It just depends on the situation.
Bro, we talking about niggas dying, bro.
He's scared of death? Nah.
Yo, you got some sick people out here, bro. You got, like,
that's
real true.
That's big facts.
That's facts, though. I'm
fucking saying kill
that.
Children and shit. Like, nah, them niggas need to go. I'm sorry. Nope. I'm sorry.
That's facts. But you saying this man scared of death? Yeah, get him
off. Yeah.
All right,
back. Come with me.
You want to die?
Thing for you.
That's how the game go, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Ant?
Nah, definitely agree with Malik saying, like, there are some people that deserve that be on some, like they true evil shit. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't no fixing, ain't no nothing. It's just who they are. It's just... So I think the death penalty might be the only way to just, you know what I mean?
Eradicate. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
But, okay, T.I.
What about you, Ron?
So my thoughts on it is, I definitely believe in it. I used to look at the death penalty from like a religious standpoint. I'm not religious. But when I was, I was like against it. But when you take that aspect away from it, it's kind of cut and dry. But I think. Everything is like situational. So I don't think everybody who does one specific type of crime deserves the death penalty. You know what I mean? But, but like y'all said, there's true evil people out there. I think you got to look at every circumstance or every case. You can't just, you know, I'm not with the mandatory sentencing and shit like that. So I think you got to dig into every individual. And some people don't deserve to be here. You know what I mean?
Facts, but, like the school shootings and shit.
Yeah, but
yeah, like, you just gotta to kill people.
Yeah,
like, you gotta go.
But I also say that, like, there's people who do wild shit, though.
I also agree, though, that there's people that do wild shit and, like, with like certain circumstances that are like truly not bad people, and you know, they fucked up, and I don't think people deserve to flat out die for fucking up.
I think like all these answers prove that it's like not black and white, and it's like a big gray area for a lot of stuff. Like, they be putting death penalty on a crime, but you can't blanket the whole crime with like no matter, like, it's not like, oh, you did this, so you get that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the cases need to be really looked at more specifically and shit. Like, a lot of them niggas in them courtrooms don't be caring. Like, they be like, oh, you did this? Oh, smack the, throw the fucking book at you. Like,
where?
I don't know.
They very selective with who they do that to.
That jury.
Yeah, death is so final. It's like, if you make that decision, you have to be 100% sure that that person did that. Like, we be executing like innocent people. That shit is out of
which pocket. Bro, so when you say that, that like when that factor comes back into play, that's, that alone almost makes me want to not, like, almost makes me want to say take that shit off the table, because we hear all the time about people who've been in jail for 30 years, you know, and they just got found out to be innocent. So it does make you wonder, like, when you injecting these people, are you gonna find out 10 years later that it was the wrong person, you know? So
yeah.
It's sketchy, but some niggas do need to be out of here.
I mean, I basically agree with all y'all. Like, it's case by case. I don't think you can just willingly just give out death penalties for all crimes and shit. I do think people need to go, so basically the consensus is it's case by case. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on. So, there's been a lot of talk about this on social media about wives and mothers. So, there is a post saying, niggas always have this weird-ass desire to take care of their mother. Like, damn, bro, if your mother wanted a responsible man, she wouldn't have chosen your father. Charge that shit to the game and focus on me. So, and then, kind of piggyback off of that, our guys, Pierre and Mike, off of Pardon Our Ignorance, shout out to them. They basically, they had a debate on their show on this, on a past episode, talking about who gets the front seat.
Oh, God,
your
I
wife,
saw this.
Your wife, shit. Or your mom. So guys, who comes first? Your wife or your mother? The one that makes you live rent-free, doesn't make you pay bills. Cooks food for you. Washes your clothes. Hey, stuff for you. All right, go ahead, Lee.
I mean, I'm real. Plead the fifth on that one. It's whatever they choose.
It's hard, ain't it?
Nah, answer that shit.
Nah.
That's a single man's
question.
The real
answer is like, yo, whichever they choose. Like, I've been in situations like, you know, sometimes like my girl wants just be in the back, but a lot of times my mom will make her be in the front. So like, you know. Yeah. I think niggas need to stop making that a big deal, hockey.
But more specifically, if we're not just asking about the front seat, I think
I'm talking about in general.
Multiple scenarios.
I mean, technically, if you're talking your wife, I'm a Christian man, so like it's really supposed to be your wife once married. Facts. That's just real.
Yeah.
But like, if we talking the culture, you know, this shit's tricky.
Yeah, that's real shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Again, I let them choose whatever y'all feel today.
That's facts.
Matter of fact, how about one of y'all drive and I sit in the back? Shit.
Oh, shit.
I just love rumble,
that's
bro.
That's the answer.
That's real shit. Everybody's answer right there.
Real shit. Shit, I taught my girl how to drive, and my mom taught me how to drive. It's a whole, yeah, it's a whole triangle.
Full circle. Yeah, y'all ride together.
Fuck that. Right. I take the whip. I'm gonna take the Uber.
All right, Ryan. Who comes first? Your wife or your mom?
So I'm not married or nothing, but I think once I'm out of my mom's house, like I feel like if while I'm single, that spot goes to my mom. But I think once I have a solid, you know, person that I'm starting my life with, that there's some prioritization. And then also my mom held me up. My mom don't need me to take care of her, you know what I mean? So I could be speaking from that standpoint also. But I think my mom would expect me to, you know, prioritize my wife over her. My mom is just selfless like that. But I think I'm glad I'm not in a position where I have to choose. You know, but listen, I gotta live with my girl. That's all I'm gonna say. You know, what I mean? And my mama still love me if I choose my girl. I don't know if it's the other way around.
No, exactly. Exactly.
With one eye open, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, all right. So, what about you, Sellers?
I think that, like, you talking about specifically the car or like,
no? It's in general.
In general.
I think that I don't know. I think that I'm this.
What the fuck?
What was that?
Yo, exactly. No.
That's the perfect answer. No cap.
Yeah, word.
Nah, I can't. I'm gonna go. Look, listen. I'm gonna go with Mom Dukes. Cause listen, like. Listen, so I was reading something on Twitter, and it was like the most time that you like spent with your parents is already over. Like, even if you spend like 50 more times with your parents, like after today, the majority of the time you spent with your parents is already gone. So, like, say you only visit your parents like once a year, that's like 30 times. That's 30 years. So think about it. You only got 30 more times to see your parents. You know. So I don't know.
That's a real mathematical way to look at it.
It's nerdy ass name.
Yeah, mathematical. God
nah,
damn.
That's how you should be looking at life, though. It's time.
It's real
it's
shit,
time,
though.
Bro.
y'all niggas hilarious. But yeah, so as far as the car seat, I feel like if y'all, like if we're all leaving the crib to get in the whip, then my mom probably get in the front. But if we're picking her up, then she can get in the back. I mean, my girl ain't gonna be like, oh, let me get out the front and get in the back. Like, man, that's doing
facts.
Too much. Like, we picking you up. And you shouldn't really have people in your life that really make that like an issue, too. So,
yeah. You know, so,
facts. Check your circle.
What about you, Ant?
I definitely have to agree with the statement Salas said, which is, you know what I mean? If we already in the car, then yeah, just hop in the back. It don't matter who. But prioritizing, yeah, definitely wife first. No cap.
All right. I mean, I know for me, the wife, because by default, like, I think my mom would expect me to put my wife before her. So by default, she'll understand, I guess. Even in the car situation, that if I drive and pick my mom up, she'll just go to the back. It don't matter. But I feel like with this debate, I think people just always go to the extreme on both sides. Like, I just feel like people who put their wife first think that people that will put their mom first don't give a fuck about their wife and vice versa.
Yeah,
like, facts, it's like, facts. It's not like that. Like, I'm going to still love my mom. Like, I still love the woman that gave birth to me. Like, it is what it is at that. But, like, I don't live with my mom no more. But, like, in, like, an emergency situation, and she needs me for something, I'm gonna be there. But she's a grown woman, like she can handle herself, I guess.
At the end of the day, they still gonna be the top women in my life, regardless. You know what I mean? It's not like one's at the top and one's in the gutter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
facts.
Real shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it don't even matter. I just think people just go to the extreme on both sides.
Where?
So last topic. There is a tweet. I gotta find it. My fault for being unprepared again. There was a tweet.
Shout out to my mom.
Yeah, facts.
Shout out to all the moms.
Word.
Facts.
So there's a A guy said, "Run it up." Tay said, "Niggas will go over to a woman's house and see the trash full and won't even take the shit out or nothing." That say a lot about your character. A motherfucker welcomed you into their home, and that's the least you can do. Who raised your? Who raised?
They gonna get dev started again.
Hold on, no. Hey, then, Greg, shout out to Greg. He quoted it and said, "Fuck her trash. Got to do with me. I'm there to smash, not to get busted."
Facts.
Exactly. So if a woman invites y'all, hypothetically speaking, because I know y'all in relationships, if a woman invites y'all to her house and you see the trash full, are you taking it out? Go ahead, Lee.
To be real, it just depends on what I'm there for. Like, I'm kind of funny. Like, if I'm there just to smash, like, fucking worry about your trash for. Like, exactly. I'm not worried about your trash.
I mean, how
like,
many?
If I'm like, you know, like trying to like build a relationship with the person, you know, XYZ, like, then yeah, if I see the trash for, I'm gonna go ahead. I mean, I'm a gentleman, you know what I'm saying? I take trash out, it's all good. Yeah. But like, yeah, if I'm just pulling up.
Then I'm gonna kick the trash over.
12, like, I ain't worried about that. Shit, I might leave something in the trash. Like, I'm just saying.
So what about you, Ant?
Nah, definitely not taking the shit out. No cap. Definitely not. Like, yo. I'm gonna ignore that shit. Like, I'm gonna just keep it pushing. I'm there on a mission.
All right, so let's say,
got my hot sauce bottle ready.
Oh shit.
Let's say you know you kind of cuff or whatever, and you've been over there 2 times, and you see his fool. Are you taking it out?
Yeah, no cap. Yeah, I might pull some corny joke like, you know what I mean, call the trash, call me, you know what I mean, call me trash, man. You know what I mean, something stupid to try to play it off. But yeah, you know what I mean. So if it's something like that, then yeah, I'm taking it out.
All right, go ahead, Ron.
So this is like somebody that I'm like, let's get this, like, period. If it's somebody that I'm just going over there to, you know, get it in with, you're out your mind if you think I'm touching your trash bag, like, and taking it anywhere. like, anywhere. We don't even get down like that. So, like, what would you make you think that? But now, if it's somebody I'm talking to, like, building with, I don't got a problem. You know, if I see a trash, you know, a little full out, I'll tie it up. I might not even take that shit all the way out. I might put a new bag in it, you know what I mean? But let's just say I do take it out to the curb.
That nigga said I help.
You got it like 2 times for me to do that. And then it's like a pattern. Like after that, we got some talking to do. Like, why is it trash always? You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna have to teach you something. Yeah. Yo, like, I'm not gonna forget.
Can I add a plot twist to that shit?
Go ahead.
Can I add a plot twist real quick?
Of course.
Wait, pause.
Go ahead.
No. I'm gonna let Sellers and me go, then you can add your little plot twist.
All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Sellers.
Oh yeah. So you know the missions where you come right in the door and you go straight to the bedroom. Yeah, I'm not taking out no trash. Like, that don't got nothing to do with me. But if I'm coming over like I'm chilling and stuff, like I'm 100% gonna take out the trash. First of all, like we had dinner and the trash is full. Like that's weird anyway. So I'm gonna try to take it out. That's just me. I don't know.
I mean,
it's just courteous.
For one, I mean for me, if I'm just over there on a quote unquote mission, you got me fucked up thinking I'm touching that shit. I'm gonna just walk in, do what I take some of your son's snacks if you're a mom but if we're in a relationship or we're talking whatever and I'm there and I see it's full, I'll take it out, ain't no issue.
Yeah.
But the only thing
I'm doing for any joint is probably just pumping the gas for real. I ain't gonna have her out there pumping the gas. You niggas trifling.
Facts. Yeah, I'm gonna be trifling. Then fuck that.
If you're there, if you're present in a situation, yeah.
Like
if you're not there, nah.
That's you what not I'm there. Saying.
Yeah, don't. I mean,
so I had some coworkers tell me I was crazy one time for like not going to the gas station like on my break to pump her gas. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Like, not a spot. She was like, yeah, my husband. That's what he does. He pumps my gas. Like, doesn't matter where he's at. I'm like, yeah, your husband's a fucking nut. But whatever.
All right. So, Aunt, what was your plot twist? All
right. What if you get, you know what I mean, get the business done, all that. And then she asks you on the way out, hey, can you take that out?
I got you. It's the least.
What you gonna say?
The least.
Like, shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
Why is your trash full?
Before, I ain't gonna cap, bro. If that shit trash, I'm not.
Nice. Yeah, you pick her up and carry her outside.
If what I received wasn't it, I'm definitely just walking.
Yeah, facts. No, she's like, can you take the trash? I'm like, all right, put some.
I'll see you later.
But nah, I mean, like, why? Like, why is your trash full and you invite your company over?
At that point, though.
Yeah, you are.
You like
there.
You the most ungrateful nigga alive. Like you look so ignorant. Like if you don't just pick that bag up.
I don't mind it, but like I mean I don't mind taking out trash. Like trash is not that deep of an issue, but it's just like you couldn't take this shit out before I got here.
Fuck you gonna trash say that? Is Jeremy, my nigga. You don't know what people got.
What am I there for?
No, I'm saying you gonna say that, Def. You gonna ask?
What am
that.
I there for? What am I there for?
Yeah,
that's
even
what I'm asking. That's right. That's what I'm asking.
Definitely like, is it,
I'm saying, what am I there for? You're not answering that question. Devin, what am I there for?
We know what you're there for.
If I, but he listen, ain't going I'm back just a hit. No.
He ain't getting caught again.
If you're on your way out the door, you're gonna be like, nah, I'm not doing that. On your way out the door.
Like no. Yes. Stone Cold Dev, man. No. Yeah. I ain't never met that.
I'll see you later.
Dev, you're
done.
Bro, I mean, if I'm just gonna, I don't care, bro. Like, it's not my. I'm not obligated. It's not my house.
I can see Dev walking up the door. She say, "Can you take this bag off of me?" He turn around. What?
That Lawrence Fishburne meme. Where you
yeah,
looking
back? Nah, that's not even funny because he was playing Ike Turner in that movie. That's fucked up.
You might turn into Ike, bro.
Dev, you gotta
put that meme on the thumbnail.
Alright. So that concludes this episode. And as y'all know, when we end the show, we have a final thought to give to y'all. So, Leek, what is your final thought for this week?
Man, spread more love, not hate.
All right, but all right. What about you, Ant?
Drink water, stay hydrated, be safe out here. And yo, I finally watched that new Spider-Man movie. That shit gas. Everyone should watch that shit.
Nah,
I'm good.
I'm not really into the.
You don't got to though. It's cool because it's like a throwback because it got the old Spider-Man and shit. It's just funny. You know what I mean, even if you don't know the story, bro, trust me, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, I fucked with the concept.
Facts.
All right, what about you, Ron?
Man, last time I was on here, I specifically said it's getting nice out. And for y'all to chill out, you know what I mean? And clearly not a soul heard me because shit is looking dark in the city of York, you know what I mean? And I just want to say again, like, be easy, everybody. Yeah. Be safe.
Yeah.
Be aware of your surroundings and check on your people. That. Like, it's unforgiving out here.
All right. Well, what about you, Sellers?
That Ron took what I was, well, he said what I was going to say. I was going to say, be aware of your surroundings. Just the basic shit. Stay hydrated. Try to learn something every day. You know? That's about it. You know? Stay blessed.
All right. But
bless up.
Definitely stay blessed.
Facts. I know for me, if you haven't noticed, WWE legend Triple H has retired. So, with that being said, I'm gonna need these old motherfuckers who we grew up watching wrestling to also retire as well to follow suit. Because I'm just saying, like, why am I still why in the year 2022 Jeff Hardy still out here doing a Swanton bomb on somebody? Like, so, listen,
I'm just saying, like, some people will ask why you know that.
I don't care. Grown people watch wrestling. I seen the clip true. on my newsfeed or whatever.
Like, I definitely be watching this shit when it come across my Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
But that is facts. But some people still got it in them. You know what I mean?
Nah, bro. Like this new Edge. Like, had a real-life career-threatening injury, and he came back a few years ago, and now he's a full-time wrestler. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, it's like, hey, bro. Some people don't want to lead a game, bro, and that's
I'm not saying that, but, like, bro, like...
You're
not hating. I'm not hating at all. But it's just seeing, like... It's just weird seeing guys who were active when I first started watching this shit almost 20 years ago still wrestling.
I tell you, my take on that is if, and I think this is for any type of sport or anything, you got to know when to get out. So, like, if you still got it, like I be seeing that I guess Rey Mysterio is still wrestling, you know, and I feel like I'm sure he's still, like, on top of his shit. Like, he was just always like that.
Barely.
Nah, well, I haven't
barely.
Seen it, but.
I mean, from what I've seen and shit, barely.
I just remember seeing
yo, so, bro.
Actually, they still be needing the money.
I remember seeing, I think like the Undertaker's last match at like WrestleMania or some shit, bro, and he looked like he was dying in the ring, bro. Like, and that's no pun. No pun intended, but that's like one of our goats, bro. And it's like that's not how you're supposed to go out, bro. Like, like at the end of the match, he laid on the mat for 10 minutes, bro. And it's like,
I mean, do it for me, bro.
Stand up.
That's part of
that. We need somebody to check on that.
Yeah,
he's still alive. He retired. He's still alive.
Somebody check on
that. Into the Hall of Fame.
Nah,
he's good.
We are concerned for his health.
Nah, he's good, bro. Like, but nah, yo, it's crazy. Speaking of Rey Mysterio, yo, why his son out there wrestling now?
Yeah, I see that shit.
GC.
If you was really watching, like, that's some wild shit, bro.
Crazy memory.
They wrestling for that man's life.
Oh, that's a LeBron. The
custody match. That shit is wild, bro.
Yo, rest in peace to Eddie Guerrero.
Facts.
But, like, looking back, yo, that's. Yo, we was like 8 and 9 watching that shit.
Real shit. Facts. Yo, I could really get into wrestling if it was like how it is back in the day.
I mean, I don't know how it is these days, but it's whatever.
It'll never be live like that again.
Facts. I mean, so I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for, and make sure y'all follow the social media accounts: Twitter GCC717. Instagram group chat Chronicles 717, Facebook the group chat Chronicles, and we out.
One lungs.
We out.
One love.